This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers! What is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong, and I am super thrilled, super excited to have you all here with me. Hope you're all having a good morning, good afternoon, good night, good midnight. If it's 3 a.m. where you're at, give yourself a nice pat on the back. I know what that is all about. And, you know, I want to really dive into this topic because I know how important it is to talk about this right now. And trust me when I say this is a near and dear topic to me. And I know for a lot of you right now, as we're winding down 2018, as we're winding down the year, and we are looking at some of the things that, you know, we've been able to accomplish, I know a lot of us are also questioning, have we done what we said we were going to do? Did we hit all of our goals professionally, personally? Were we able to show up for the people around us? You know, did we enjoy our time going through the year, going through the motions? Or was it such a grind? Did we force ourselves to just do it every single day? And the reason I bring this up, because I know how difficult it is. You know, there's been many times over the last week and a half where I'm doing this and I'm looking back at, you know, where I was 2 years ago, where I was 3 years ago, where I was 5 years ago, where I was 10 years ago. And for those of you, like, first of all, for anybody at any age, if you look back 10 years ago, okay, you were a completely different person. You're a completely different animal, right? I mean, think about the amazing things that you've learned and things that you've discovered about yourself, about the world. Think about how much the world has changed, right? And, you know, truth be told, one of the things that truly inspired today's episode was, you know, a few weeks ago, we hosted this Launch Your Podcast Show Challenge. And, you know, some of you listening right now, you might have been part of that challenge as well, which I'm very grateful for you that if you were. I mean, first of all, it was free, but I mean, the people that we were going through, I mean, hopefully you guys can attest to it, but the emotion, the energy, I mean, I was going at these people every single day. I was showing up and I was challenging them to be better, not just from a podcaster or creator perspective, but to choose to be that leader in that marketplace. Because ultimately, podcasting or whatever the new marketing tactic is, or building a successful brand or platform, whatever it is that you're looking to do, it has very little to do with like the actual tactics of the thing, right? Like the difference of one mic versus the other, yes, there's a difference, right? But it's not going to make or break your entire platform. You know what I mean? Like the idea that, you know, everything needs to be, you know, 22 or 25 minutes because that is the average commute, you know, in North America. I mean, people have done successful viral episodes for 2 minutes versus 2 hours, right? And so it's not about all understanding all the tactics all the time. It's really about understanding what we're talking about today, which is, do you have the right mindset? And are you willing to let it suck? Are you willing to pay the price, whatever the price is? It might be 6 months. It might be 2 years. It might be 5 years. It might be 10. It might take a lifetime. But are you willing to pay the price today so that you can do what it is that you want to do tomorrow? That's what it comes down to. Because I see so many questions and feedback and people that are in our groups, people that are in our live training, they're asking, well, how fast were you able to launch? How fast were you able to do certain things? Right? And, you know, I'll tell you, I did some things fast, but I felt like I did most things slow. But it's that patience, right? It's that knowing that it's going to get better, you know? And it's that knowing of like, I'm playing a long-term game here. and also understanding that I'm not where I am, where I want to be, because I am not yet the person that can possibly handle, can possibly go that distance. So every day I'm trying to get better. That's the whole ethos of Changemaker. It's the whole ethos of, hey, being the leader that others look up to, making a difference for people in your life, right? And the truth is, it has to suck. You have to destroy your current habits, your current identity, and you have to build it from the ground up. You know why? Because your current habits and your current identity, your current rituals, your current beliefs, that's why you are where you are today. And some of you might be in, you know, decent situations. Some of you might find yourself in situations that you don't understand exactly why you're there. But it all starts, right, with radical responsibility. We all talked about it like so many episodes, right? You have to acknowledge the fact that you are where you are today is because of your current identity, your current beliefs, your current actions, your current habits. And I know sometimes life hasn't been fair. And most times it's probably not going to be fair. You know, most times I think a lot of people have this illusion sometimes that being a business owner or being an entrepreneur or someone going out there with a message, you know, with a product to the world, you think the marketplace cares on how, what a good son or what a good daughter you are, on what an amazing father or mother you are. Of course, those are good things that you should all strive for, but the market doesn't care. The market's selfish. You guys don't even care. It's not that you guys don't care about me, but you're listening and you should be listening, and you should be listening to this week in, week out. I'm trying to get better on posting, I swear. You're listening every single time because you want value. Right? It's not because you like my hair. It's not because you like my voice. I mean, those are good, nice to haves, right? But at the end of the day, you want to ask yourself, how is this driving your bottom line? How are you taking the one big idea from each episode and applying it, deploying it, making sure that your life is a little different than when it was 5 minutes or 10 minutes ago, right? And I know we've gotten a little off track here, but this is what it comes down to. You know, you have to destroy who you currently are to build the person that you need to be tomorrow so that you can live the life that you want, you know? And I just see all these questions all the time about, hey, should, you know, like, how do I figure this out? How do I do this? And of course, there's a framework and there's processes, but at some level, you just got to say, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to turn on the mic and I'm just going to record. I'm just going to put out an offer out there. I don't know exactly what the right or wrong things to do are. The wrong thing is to not do anything, right? The right thing is to have that thing happen no matter how bad or ugly it takes. Now, it doesn't mean you got to go in massive debt to go make it happen, right? It's like, oh, you know, I heard this advice, like then I invested into this mastermind. And now I'm here. I don't know why I'm here. And, you know, now I'm down like, you know, 20-30K. And look, I was there. I get it. You know what I mean? And it's not like I was there with the wrong mindset. Like I had all of those things moving towards me. And I had made tons of investments in coaches and programs that had failed to deliver what they said they were going to deliver. But then I had to ask myself, did I invest the time and energy? Was I willing to let it suck? Am I being patient? Because it takes time. It takes time to build good things, don't you think? Right? Like if it took very little time, like doesn't it automatically show you the lack of thought and energy that went towards it? I mean, there's a buildup. There's a momentum to these things, right? And I want to remind you that wherever you're at in your journey, whether you are about to give up, whether you're just starting and you're brimming with, you know, positivity and awesomeness, or whether you're seasoned, you're a seasoned veteran, you understand that there's ups and there's downs and you're going to have more bad days than good days, wherever you're at the spectrum, I want to remind you, changemakers, that you didn't come this far to not make a difference. That's the truth. You didn't go through all of that. You didn't go and graduate, break down your identity, change your beliefs, say no to your old friends, try to meet new friends, make investment in coaches and events. You did not just go ahead and put yourself out there to and come this far to not make a freaking difference in someone's life. All right? Let's just make an agreement right here. I mean, I think it's just probably good karma, good energy if we do. Which is, if it all ends tomorrow, can we say that we've made a difference for someone other than ourselves? Right? Like, can we say that? Can we just go and make that commitment? And I get it. Some of you starting right now, like, you're like, Jay, I don't have any clients. I don't have a back end. I don't have packages. Okay. Call people that you think you can help and help them. What do they need? What interview them? What are their problems? Can you solve those problems? Right? This is what I'm talking about. It's the idea of being proactive. It's not going to happen overnight. Just because you call a few people, interview people, does not mean you're deserving of serving them at a $10,000 or $20,000 coaching package, right? Maybe it starts off at $1,000. Who knows? But you have to be willing to move, and you have to know that it's going to take some time. You have to be willing to let it suck so that you can have a really crappy today, so that you have a bigger and brighter tomorrow, not just so you can selfishly live your own life, so that you can make a difference for people around you, so that you can be an example of what it takes of a person with a strong mindset, with a person that is resilient, with a person that shows up week in, week out, as many times as they want. They're gonna fail, they're gonna post things out, they're gonna get traction, they wanna get momentum. You're gonna show up as that person. And if you could do that over time, you win. You become the inspiration that everyone looks to. When you walk into the room, energy just like, you just bring it with you. You just got this. You know what I mean? You got that like X factor. You just bring it into the room. And it's hard to describe because I've experienced it in moments of my life. I've also experienced not having it for most of my life. And I'm not saying it's the most consistent thing, but one of the things that, you know, helps me is I get very, very centered every single time I do anything that I'm here to serve. If I can make a difference to one of you that's listening to this, there's hundreds and thousands of people. Some people I have no idea. You know how many times I've had people reach out to me and they're like, I've been following your show for 6 months, 18 months, you know, 3 years. I don't think it's been 3 years, but maybe actually, yeah, maybe it has. And then I've never heard of them. I've never liked them. There's zero evidence that they've ever been listening. You know, maybe I should have done a better job, you know, getting them to sign up, opt-ins, but it's tremendous. It's amazing. And I love that. And I feel like I've barely scratched the surface of what I'm capable of. And I know you've barely scratched the surface on what you're capable of. And I want to just let you know that you didn't come this far to not make a difference. And for those of you that are looking to add a voice behind your products or services, be able to be a leader in the marketplace through a podcast, and be able to launch your own top 100 podcast, I'd love for you to be able to join us in the Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs Group. And, you know, part of that, regardless of if it's podcasting related or building your brand, that is a group that I've tried more and more this year to focus greater energies, greater systems, so that we can help more people. And it's completely free. All you got to do is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/tribe and join the discussion. There, I post a lot of the behind the scenes. I post a lot of the, you know, thoughts and feedbacks of different episodes. If you have any good feedback or bad feedback or honest feedback, right? Doesn't have to be good or bad. It's just honest, right? Love for you to join us in that discussion and hang out with me in that tribe. It's called Legacy Driven entrepreneurs. And once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/tribe. I appreciate you all for being here with me. Remember, if you're willing to let it suck, if you're willing to be that leader in the marketplace, if you're willing to go the distance, just remember, you didn't come this far to not make a difference. So go another day further. Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top three proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.